congratulations. That was a very good victory for you guys tonight. And I think you have to love what you saw from your team and the resiliency after a tough loss last week.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I've told you a number of times, when we lose games, and we're kind of in a tough stretch right there, and it wasn't because we were playing bad. It was, we played really good teams. But every day we showed up to practice. I mean, these guys have great energy. They're great teammates. They don't sit there and whine about not playing. You know, everybody, the nature of the game, they want to get in there. But at the same time, our guys have had really good weeks of practice, and very, very happy that we got the win tonight. We needed it. We got to start bringing the younger guys behind our bench more often, because 2 years in a row we've been able to win. So maybe there's something to it. But, yeah, we played really well, I thought. A lot of physicality in the game. And, you know, coming out of the third quarter, I think it was on everybody's mind, you know, uh-oh, here comes the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't capitalize offensively, but, man, we made a lot of defensive plays in that early part of that third quarter to keep them at bay a little bit. They made a little bit of a charge at us. And for the first time this year, I believe we probably sealed the deal at the free throw line, which has been kind of the Achilles heel as well. So it was nice to see a lot of those guys step up there in the one-on-one situations, especially knock down two.
You know, you mentioned the foul shootings all year. It struggled. I think you have to love the fourth quarter, 12-12.
Yeah, I'll take it every time, for sure.
Yeah, but no, you mentioned that third quarter. You knew probably Holcomb was going to go to their post players, whether it's Drayton or Cooper Titcher, in that third quarter, and they did right off the bat, but you guys forced a turnover there, and they really couldn't get in a rhythm tonight, and that's a credit to you guys. And I thought for the most part you kept them off the low post there.
Yeah, probably shouldn't say this on the radio, but coming into it, you know, we were able to practice for 4 days, you know, to prepare, because we didn't play on Tuesday, and we had guarded their stuff a couple of different ways. And coming in after practice last night, I was still a little bit unsettled on how I felt about what we were doing. But Lawson, you tell him one thing one time, and he pretty much has it. And so he was the guy down there guarding the other post player. And I thought he did a tremendous job of position defense, giving Jackson support when he needed it and not worrying about the post trail. And so, you know, we had a number of guys that got down in there. We got buried a couple of times, but you know, Jackson had a long night, you know, guarding those guys. I mean, a lot of footwork, trying to play off of them, get around them, so they couldn't lob it in. Just a solid effort by everybody that played. And very, very proud. We needed this going into that Sterling tournament, but, you know, we need all the wins that we can get going into our league, man. It's tough.
And, you know, Jackson, he was pushed at times tonight. It was a tough battle underneath, and that was good defense by Holcomb. But he found ways to kind of get around those big guys at times, and, you know, the kickouts. And, boy, how about the throwdown?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He said before we took the court tonight he was feeling bouncy. So, but that's, you know, that's, again, you know, kind of going back to the scout was if that guy's coming down in the trail, I don't care if you go after a steal. You can't be out there. Once he catches it, you got to get off. And, yeah, he gets that, and the crowd goes crazy. I mean, we had a tremendous crowd tonight. You know, just a great, great atmosphere to play in, and our guys to come out and play the way that they did. I think, you know, that helped their confidence a little bit and you know, got them pumped up to play again.
I mean, everybody who came in contributed in one way or the other tonight, and this was a good team effort. You had, you know, Eloy come in and hit a huge second quarter three. Mm-hmm. And he also did a lot of things with his ball handling. You have Brooks Bailey comes cold off the bench, launches a three like he's been in there the whole night. And then you go to another starter. He got a little bloodied up there in the fourth quarter, Avery Knoll. You know, this young man, he's really starting to kind of come into his own and really getting out of his shell.
He's a big kid, very athletic, very long, but he's a big kid, and he hustles. Mm-hmm. Talk about energy plays, hustle plays. He's all over the place. He's got to, you know, stay out of foul trouble a little bit.
Yeah.
But and then, you know, we talk about Brooks and, you know, some of those guys that come in off the bench, Eloy and Brooks especially. They're not afraid to pull the trigger. If you watch any of our JV games, they're gonna put it up there if there's even a glimpse of an opening. And we've got to find some more minutes for all those guys. But you know, it is what it is. And like I said, they don't complain about it. I'm sure they want to be in there more, but they know that they're a part of a team and they'll do whatever they can. So Yeah, I mean, we got some really clutch shooting, like you said, with Eloy. That was a big one because it answered the three that they had just mm-hmm. shot. And every time they made a little push, it seemed like we had an answer for it, and that was pretty clutch by our guys.
And Dylan Metzger, I got to talk about him, 18 points tonight, and he did a lot of different things here tonight, and I know he didn't have a couple of finishes at the basket I think you'd love to have back, but still, it's good to see him. He was kind of been in a scoring funk here as of late.
Yeah, a lot of that is with him being the one on our team that shoots, mm-hmm. you know, 40% or right at 40% from three. He gets guarded a little bit differently, and when that happens, he's got to be, a bit more, a bit more selective on some of his shots because he does get guarded a little bit tighter. I thought tonight, even though he missed a couple of those, mm-hmm. he was really looking to, you know, they got up on him and overplayed him. He backdoor cut a couple times, missed a layup or two, but when he gets involved defensively like he was tonight, I thought this was probably his best game defensively for the whole game. But when he gets involved defensively, he doesn't focus so much on the offensive side of it. So, you know, missing the shot's not a big deal. So we've got to continue to see that out of him. He's got to continue to play that way defensively. And, big buckets for him, you know, a couple threes. And then, free throw line. I'm sure he'd be the first one to tell you, he's not pleased with, how he shot the ball from the free throw line. So he spent some extra time doing it. And, it paid off because he shot a line drive on that last one. And it went in nothing but net. So. Very pleased, for these guys all around. It was a great team win. Everybody did a part. Bench players, starters, everybody, and again, the crowd was just amazing.
It was, absolutely. But, you have less than a 72-hour turnaround, but I know your kids are probably ready to go right now. With the Lions, you'll play them opening round the Sterling Tournament on Monday.
Yeah, it's Coach Kite and Coach Meyer did the advanced scouting of them. I haven't looked at them, but we know that they usually sit back in a 2-3 zone. They got a couple of guys, thicker guards. So it's a team that we definitely need to, take serious. We need to go out there and play with the same energy that we played with tonight. We need to go out there and get on them early and stay on them and make sure that we are back home early enough to go to school the next day.
Yes, that sounds like a good plan here. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win. Enjoy it, and we'll see you in Sterling next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.